Thank you for joining Brother Freedom and I on this Tuesday. Oh, the Lord is so wonderful. God sees and understands things that we don't understand, that you don't understand, but He understands it, and He uses Brother Freedom in wonderful ways. And I'm just thankful for Brother Freedom, because lots of times Brother Freedom's able to tell me things that I don't see or understand in myself, but he seems to pick it up by the power of the Holy Ghost. And we need people like that. We don't have very many in this world anymore. Well, we're thankful. I'm thankful for Brother Freedom. And Lord, I just pray you'll touch him today in a mighty way and pour your power, your word, whatever it is we need. Because there's a lot of us that are very needy, Father. We need your touch. It seems like the church is like a pile of wooden nickels. It just doesn't have any power anymore. But we thank God for the mighty power of the Holy Ghost. And we thank God for deliverance. We thank you, Father, for your blood. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, for the Word, for the Holy Ghost, all the wonderful gifts, all the wonderful things you do that are beyond our understanding. We give you praise and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, we just praise you. We glorify that wonderful name. Father, you are the Father of all things. All things consist by you. And Father, we thank you for the gift of thy mighty Son. Oh, that wonderful Son, Jesus, who bare our sins, all of our failures. He was victorious, and he rose triumph. Father, we just do praise you for him. We praise you for that sacrifice that he made upon Calvary's cross. And Lord, the promise he sent back to us, and that day he would send forth a comforter. Oh, Lord, we thank you for that mighty comforter, the Holy Ghost. Lord, we thank you for the greater he is in us than he is in the world. Father, we thank you that we have to let our hearts be told. He let them be in praise. And Father, in Hebrews it talks about coming into that rest. And Father, we thank you with the Comforter, we can come into that rest where our labor is under your power, your direction. We cannot make it without that. Father, it's a supernatural blessing. And Father, we give you praise, glory, and honor. And we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Out there throughout the whole world, wherever you are this day, I want to welcome you. Because I believe that there's not been a day like this day, and there's going to be very shortly, the days are going to come when Jesus is going to come back to the earth and fulfill a lot of these. He's going to come back to take many of us home to heaven with him. But there's going to be a lot that's going to be missing that day. We need to realize that we have a help that comes from on high. And the Lord, our Father, our heaven, wants us to be strong in him this last days. We might be endued with power from on heaven. We might be a witness in the land that we live in. That we might encourage those that's bound, those who need setting free. We can actually pray and they will be delivered. A lot of accomplishment needs to be taking place through the move of the Holy Spirit. God's here to enable his people that they'll start walking in victory. And they'll walk not in discouragement, they'll walk in happiness and holiness. And the fear of God. But the church this day is, you see it as throughout the whole world, it's actually slumbered. It's with its head bowed down. The church has been defeated because the church has not been walking by the leadership of the Holy Spirit. The church has been walking a lot of self. And you've got the Holy Spirit in your church. When you start walking in church, you lose because the Holy Spirit leaves you. When self starts coming in operation, he's automatically feels no need of him, and he leaves. For that reason, many have started going down the wrong side that leads to eternal destruction. We are to be climbing a pathway that leads toward heaven. And in time when these sudden jolts come, the enemy is there to plug up the works. He wants to stop all efforts for God. But God has a power above him. And he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under God's power. And God's resurrection strength that will help us through the times of troubles. We need God in the time of troubles. We need him in that time we're going through valleys. Praise God, we need that anointing that helps us. The anointing breaks forth the yoke. Without the anointing, we cannot make it. But the Bible says that, "But the anointing which you received abideth in you. You need not that any man teach you, but it's that same teaching spirit is as he teaches the truth and is no lie, ye shall abide in him." The problem is we quit abiding in him. We start going our own ways. And then we start following the way of man. And we go the way of man, and then pretty soon it gets more deliberate than that. It's actually by the powers of darkness. And pretty soon it goes, picks up momentum. It goes to a place It's on a course for destruction. And that's why we need to pray, seek God in these last hours like we've never prayed before. We need to fortify ourselves, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might, that we might put on the whole armor of God, that we might be able to withstand the wiles of evil. Now, there's no match for us in ourselves. I hit a brick wall this weekend. Terrible. But God come through, and He took me through it. But I know if the hindrance, I had to be strong. I had to stand on that and say, Lord, You're going to get me through this. And He did. It's not by might nor by power, but by His Spirit He leads His children. And He's here to help the children, His children, this day, that they might start living in faith. They might put away all the things that causes them to stumble. It says, lay aside every weight and sin that's so easy to set us. God's people, what's happened to them, they started getting weighted down with sin. They started getting weighted down with walking in self. They started being worse than that. They started not wanting the Holy Spirit in the churches. And they lost everything. And Satan seen an open door. He just came in and took up occupancy. He started with living right side by side with them. And pretty soon, he was in power. So easy when we lose our way. When we are not hooked up with the Spirit of God, without the Spirit of God, we're nothing. Without the Spirit of God, I'm going to repeat it again, we can do nothing. We have to have the Spirit of God on us. We have to be led in that still, small voice. We must abstain from all appearance of evil. All, not partly, all. And when we get delivered, then we have to walk humbly. That's the big hindrance right there. It says, be clothed with humility. Most of God's people haven't learned how to be humble. With that, Satan's got a great advantage of you right off the start. He sees the people that's very forward, and the Bible plainly says a forward person is not, that cannot make it with God. What's that mean? It means God's the forward part, we're the rear part. We're to listen and obey and do what we hear, and not question it, not debate it, just do it. But we want to go down, tell this fellow, we're walking in unbelief. And we get to be just like the Israelites of old when they said, well, I've heard people say, well, then nobody could ever make a mistake like Israel. No, we do it all the time. We do the same thing that Israel made. We grumble, we groan, we debate, we got to compare. You don't take time to compare with God. You just do it. In all of my life, I guess that's what God taught me about myself, because I just did it. I thought that was the main thing to do, but I found out later there's people that don't want to do it. It's so easy when you do what He tells you to do. It's like in the military. If you listen to what they tell you to do and do it, it's easy. But it's when hard is when you don't want to do what you hear and not do it. You're trying to make excuses why you're not doing it. And you're in subordination, you're against the military, in the same way we're against God. We want self to be in charge. And self brings a great problem. 90% of our spiritual trouble is in self. It's not even from the enemy. It's ourself. If you stay where you should be, Satan don't bother you too much. He only bothers those that are really a threat to him. If you're not a threat to him, he's not going to bother you. It's just yourself you've got to contend with. But yourself is a big hindrance. You got to get yourself straightened out or you're going to miss heaven. Self's what it's all about, because when you come to the Lord, you was supposed to be a new creation in Christ Jesus. But the thing is, many people have us told they didn't mean nothing, just signed the book, and that was all that, and that's a bunch of hooey. We need to be born again, and God's going to free us from sin at that time, that we start off on a new direction, new power, new deliverance. But we just try to make it so formal-like. Oh, my little children, just sit down here, and you're so mighty. I've heard this kind of interpretation in church that made me sick. You're so mighty. God just loves you. You know, He's never had a people like you. You're just so wonderful. Bunch of hogwash. It's sinful. Why people would distort, come to place that they're actually moving against what the Spirit of God is. They're saying it's God, but it's not in God. And here they claim to have the touch. They need to have that gift, but that gift's not working operation. It's working against the gift of God. A lot of times, we need to wait upon God. I've had time when I had to have know exactly it was God. And that's what God wants in the church. Wait until He gives you an utterance. We can get out here and play church what we got is no church. And Satan's just back laughing at us. Oh, stupid little kids out there. They don't even know nothing. Yeah, I could even do better than that. That's what he says. So what's wrong? We want to do it for our minds. No, you do it from God. Your mind don't tell you, God tells you. You get all mixed up and you start doing after your mind. That's why we got a lot of trouble, I guess, because a lot of people do it out of the mind. But the Spirit of God has to be the leader in your life. And you do, how you grow in that, you start feeding it. You start seeking God. Start praising Him and exalting Him and letting Him move upon you, and you continue to start coming into what He wants for you. But when you come to this place, the churches are very against the Spirit of God. When God wants to move, they don't want to move. So they're contrary one to another. The Bible says it. They're contrary one to another. The natural man is contrary to the Spirit of God. It says, for foolish unto him, neither can he know them, but they're spiritually discerned. The Spirit of God moves through the discerning of the Spirit. And this is the police force that God has to keep the people under control. God's here to set us free. But if we deliberately go out and walk in ourself again and again and again, He has no other choice. He has no way of leading us. I've thought about times when the Lord had me do certain things. If I just says, no, I can't do it, He'd been all over. If I said, no, I'm going to do it my way, I'd been all over. I had to go His way all the time. I couldn't take my mind, well, what happens if it goes wrong? No, I had to get all that junk out of my mind. He wants us to deliberately follow Him. It says, take heed to these words. We need to spend time reading this wonderful word. It said, wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for which is not satisfying, nor hearken diligently to me, and eat that which is good. See, we get out here, and we spend money, we spend time trying to get an education to minister. When God's the minister, what we're doing is just follow man. The man is the instructor, and it's all instructor, what's all over with, it's work of man. And it's about God, it's not by God. It's about God, but not by means by Him. His sanction, His voice, His leadership, His accomplishment. Everything is accomplished through God the Father. It doesn't accomplish through our selfishness. But the church, early church, the Lord Jesus Christ, moved mightily because they moved in the move of the Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. There's peace. There's contentment. There's joy unspeakable. Like a mighty river of joy. Just being the presence of God is mighty. It's like a living water coming down and filling your soul, blessing you. Oh, and touching you. And you see someone saying, someone full of the Holy Ghost, and how it overflows in great ways of love touches you. Great blessings touch you. Nothing else can come this way only by the Spirit of God. Bible says that we're to be separate. And we have to be separate. It means we separate us from the things that will put us, bring us down. So if we're out here practicing some, this doing, taking us down, it's going to do us keep more harm. But if we practice, do that which is good, we start growing. So it stands to reason, you can follow the Word of God, you start to follow the Spirit of God, you follow His leadership, you're going to grow. You're going to lay hands on the sick, you're going to recover. You're going to prophesy, it'll come to pass. Because God is the worker. But when you do it yourself, you got lots of self. And God is He accomplished the uttermost. Oh, that dear lady talked about that little girl. Hamashimok, I pray right now by the power of God in this service that you touch that baby right now and bring his life back. And by the name of the Father, then the Son, and Holy Ghost, Father, meet this need in Jesus' name. We had a call in from a lady about a child. But that's what the ministry of God is for. When these things happen, it gets taken care of by God the Father. But the way it's been, nothing happens. Pray, pray, pray. They say they pray. I went to prayer meetings, they don't even pray in the Spirit. Yes, I've wanted to sit there and talk to each other, pray a little bit, hogwash. You need the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God. You know, I guess I've never been to natural churches that much, but I don't know what they ever had anything to really draw. When the Spirit of God there draws, it's like a mighty unction of God that caused you to function by the deliverance hand of God that sets you free. But it's through the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the power that we need in this hour to fulfill what we need to be accomplishing in this last stage. But we've been off in our own selves, and we've told people that we'll have the Spirit, but actually they will not allow it in the churches. It's just that they're blinded. When you tell someone they can't do something, and then tell people you're making a lie, because it's not the truth. God wants to set us people free. And I tell you, we need to be ready when Jesus comes through the clouds of glory. At all costs, we need to be ready. We need to keep our garments clean. We need to be prayed up, stayed up, full of the Holy Ghost, seeking and looking for that day. That day is coming through the clouds of glory very soon. And if we're not ready, we're going to miss it. Praise God. And that's where we need. It's going to be a fantastic day for those that's ready. Oh, what a wonderful day. But for those that listen, it's going to be just the day that's starting trouble. Planet Earth, when that happens, everything's going to operate here just like it always ever had for a while. They'll find a few people are missing, and they'll make excuses that we didn't need them there anyway. It won't be long. The enemy is going to be turned to the fullest of his power, and anybody even says a word about Jesus or anything like that, they'll probably be beheaded or whatever it is, method they use. It'll be just a opposite of love. There'll be bloodshed, problems of sin, because the Antichrist is going to be in the field that day. He's going to take advantage of everything he can take advantage of. He's going to cause everyone, the days of Hitler taking the Jewish people and have them killed and build nothing to what's going to happen. It's going to be a terrible time when the Antichrist, if you don't take the mark of the beast, you're going to be put away. It's not going to be easy. If I was there, I'd just run, let them shoot me. But it's not going to be easy when they take you and torture you. When they take you and your family, unless you take the mark of the beast, they start getting rid of your wife. It's going to be hard. That's why you need to be ready right now. My dear beloved out there, whoever you are, you need to be ready right now. You may be laughing at me, but you need to be ready, because when this happens, your laughing will be all over with. You'll know then you should have made a change way back in the past, which is now. You should make complete the things with God. Don't have nothing out of order. You need every part of you on concerned about how you're going to keep in the alignment of God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Ghost. But that day, nothing is going to help you, only what you do through Christ. Because Jesus at that time, if you see it, look at the opposite way, at that very moment when this is taking place down here, they're going to be having a party up in heaven. Glory to God. Oh, the bride of Christ. Jesus is going to be united. What a wonderful day. Oh, glorious days. A day of glory. And down here is going to be sorrow, bloodshed, torture. It's going to happen. It's worth it to go all the way. It's worth it to seek God. It's worth it to pray. It's worth it to live for God. It's worth it to seek God. It's worth it to not let other people bother you what they say about you. There might be some say, oh, you're a fanatic. Well, let them say that. But after you're after God, they're going to be a day that they're going to, all their boasting is going to be to no avail. You can see the looks on those faces of those who have once been saints, once been people of God. When they finally get the picture, all the Spirit of God's absent, and all they see there is devilish things. They realize that hour that they've made the wrong turn. If they just, at that time, take advantage, seek God. See, God is the absolute one as you can seek. You seek Him through the blood of His Son, Jesus Christ. You come to the Father in the name of the Son and the Holy Ghost, and He'll meet your need. You go to the Father in the name of Jesus, I come to you, and I ask you to help me this day. I ask you to help my life, that I might be victorious. I might be an overcomer. And then when it's over, you want Him to touch you with the mighty Holy Spirit, that you might receive power. See, God has an offset for problems. The problems are here everywhere. But God has a voice against all problems. That's through Jesus Christ, His Son, and the power of God in people's life, that we receive power. It's a hidden power that you don't see, the world don't see, but it is consumed within you. You have a strength that the world doesn't see. You have a power, a voice that the world don't know. But he'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. His eye is over the righteous and his ears open to cry. It says if we'll call upon him, he'll answer us and show us great and mighty things that you know not. Just think about it. He's going to show you great and mighty things that you do not know. That's what kind of God we got. We got a great God. Satan is the opposite. He'll come and lie to you. Oh, you don't need to follow what you've been hearing this day. It's a bunch of trash. But you need to say, get off. You need to draw nigh to God and resist. It says, draw nigh to God and resist the devil, and he'll flee from you, and God's going to draw nigh to you. You're going to get just what you ask. You got to say, devil, get away from me. You need to draw nigh into the Lord. Take time this day to seek God. Say, Lord, I want you. I want it above all the requests I have. I want me and my family, all my friends to get right with God. I want to wait for that day. I want to be here. I want to be absent from the sin that's in my life. I want to get rid of that torturous thing. I have a bondage in my life. I want to be set free. And he'll set you free. He'll give you strength to become an overcomer. But those bondages, you got to meet them now. Don't wait till that day. You say, I got a hang up. Well, God will help you with that hang up, which is a bondage. God will help you to be an overcomer. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb. We overcome by choosing Jesus Christ, the personal Savior. We all face problems, but we have him to go through that problem with us. Greater is he is in you than he is in the world. I pray that God bless you this day and touch you this day, because I know he's coming back soon, and he's coming for those that's looking for his coming. If I pray that you'll be ready out there. If you don't know his voice, you need to come to him, and God will make himself known to you. He'll bless you. If you'll seek him, he'll surely find him. But he has the answer for you. He has a way that will keep you through the times of trouble, and God's going to bless you because he wants to keep that day that he can say, well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter into thy rest. That's what the bottom line is tonight. We need to draw nigh to him, that we might be ready overcomers, that we might come into that rest through Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for joining us. That was another wonderful message. You need to take it seriously because time is short. God bless you. God bless you.